Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow Series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson for today is on good karma email. I'm talking about email etiquette. Now, most people have probably heard a bunch of this before, and it never hurts to be reminded. There are so many good reasons for why good email etiquette is going to make your life easier and the life of the people that you work with easier. Not only does it reduce time spent dealing with misunderstandings, it also makes you look more professional. And the one thing that I want to add in that you might not have thought about is a flip on perspective. And what I mean by that is that we tend to think of email as putting out information that we want to convey. We want to tell someone something, and so we think of it from our perspective. However, your point is mute if it's hard to understand or if you're making life difficult for the recipient. The information is actually for the other person. It's not just for you to get it off your mind. It's for the other person to understand. So by switching the perspective from you trying to get out information to the other person understanding what it is you're trying to say, then that can, you know, just kind of clean up and shape what it is you are putting forth in your email. So some of the basics. One, of course, subject line. Make sure the subject line is clear. And ideally, especially for people that you do a lot of emailing with, one point per email and that point being reflected in the subject line is incredibly helpful. And you know that for any time you've needed to go back and find an email based on the subject line. Two, have a clear call to action. If you want a response back, be sure to express that, and if there's any deadline. So that is how you keep things moving. Instead of just, oh, can you get that back to me? Can you get that back to me by Wednesday? Then that also gives you a point to put on your pending list. Three, be very cautious and careful with your CC and BCC, your blind carbon copy. If someone doesn't really need that information, don't send it to them. And keep in mind that the CC is specifically to share with someone that you've sent that information. Like, don't have a call to action for someone in your CC. If you have a call to action for someone in the CC, they should actually be in the to line. Four, be very careful with humor. It just doesn't travel well in an email, especially because ideally your email is five lines or less. And this is point number five. If you can't convey your point in five lines or less, you probably need to think about it a little bit more. Now, sometimes you end up processing information just in the act of writing. And if you do that as you're writing your email, that's great. But before you hit send, go back and clean it up. They don't necessarily need to know your whole thought process. Number six, if it's highly sensitive or emotionally charged information, consider writing the email and then sitting on it overnight. Make sure that you can come back to it from an objective perspective and that it makes sense. It's conveying the tone that you want it to convey. Number seven, your signature. Make sure it's got all the relevant information. Don't make people hunt around in previous emails looking for your phone number. Number eight. You can also use your signature area to convey information about your workflow or your work habits. If you feel like people are expecting you to respond too quickly, and since you aren't being a slave to your inbox, you can let people know to expect a response from you within 48 hours, and then be sure to hold yourself to that time frame. Number nine. One other tip I wanted to throw in there, this is more of a pro tip. If it's a new contact that you are connecting with, or someone who you want to be in their address book, instead of throwing all your information in your signature, include in your contact card. You know, for example, if you're on the Mac, you can just drag your contact card into the email, and then all they have to do is open it, and it will automatically add to their address book. Just think about that for a sec. If you are taking in someone's information and you have to copy and paste and copy and paste into their new contact, you might just grab their name and maybe their email or maybe their phone. But if they sent you their whole contact card, you would just get all of their information in one click. Smart way to go. Those are my 9 tips for your email practices to keep your karma good and clean. Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Shawn Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.